You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Kopi on the Boston Free Radio. And I want to wish you a good evening. I'd like to start off by telling you right now that this show you are about to listen to is for young people. If you are over 50, you should not be listening to what I have to say. And if you are over 30, but under 50, do what you can before turning old. For we are about to take a stand. And for the younger, remember, do not let the old ruin your future by silly old-fashioned prejudices and beliefs evicted on by the old. If we are going to survive, we must take a stand now. I must tell you, getting old is inevitable. But we must not permit the old to construct our futures for the youth. Because what they think might be right for you is probably not. For their judgments have been clouded and restricted by their past. You can call me. We must take action as soon as possible. We must talk about the burdens of having old people around and what we can do to stop it. Call in with your complaints and concerns. And if you're old, the show is not for you. Please, do not call, and do not listen, for your ears may be offended. My number is 1-800-PP-5-1-DOO-DOO. For all you old people up there. And if you're young, you know the number, because it's on a machine that the old people cannot read. Call me. text me. Old people do not know how to text.
Here it is. Oh, we gotta wait. Here. 16, 15, 14, 13. Here, get closer. Did you hear a click? Did you hear a click?
No.
Huh? I don't know, Frank. Oh, now, did you hear a click now?
No.
Hey, Frank. All right, now I gotta practice. The kicks will fall. All right, wait a minute, Frank. There's something wrong. It's going on, it has another. Wait a minute, here.
What you just heard was two old people trying to take a picture of themselves on the computer, except instead they were taking a video of themselves. No matter how hard they try, they will never understand the use of modern technology. And yet, they have the right to have their say in how technology works for you. They have the right to control the government, to control the president, to control.
If you see something, say something. If you see something, say something.
I am seeing something, and I am saying something right now. A most unprecedented issue on hand.
Nobody's trying to kill you.
Steve, we're gonna be late for the movie.
We'll see you next week.
Goodbye, Grandma!
Okay, dear.
What you just heard now was a family visiting their old grandma in the retirement homes. That has been, how can I say, one way of taking care of the elder, so that they are not a burden in your life. You can have others watch them. I say, we take all the old people and just put them on an island somewhere and let them run it themselves. But fear not, I have found out some frightening information about our lifespan. I will let this man talk to you about the horrors of getting older.
We're going to talk about time, specifically how much time we have. What's the oldest a person can ever be. Well, the world record for the world's longest living person belongs to Jeanne Calment, a French woman who lived to be 122. Right now, at this very moment, there are only 37 people alive who were born in the 1800s. Those 37 people have lived in three different centuries. But as medical knowledge expands and our understanding of biology improves, people are living longer and longer. In fact, scientists believe that based on statistics, the first person who will ever live to be 150 has already been born. It could be one of you, but according to the math, it's probably someone who was born last year. Here's the thing. As humans get older, the likelihood of them dying increases, but there are some types of animals that have what is called negligible senescence, also known as biological immortality, and these types of animals have never been observed to actually age. Animals like the hydra can only die because of accidents, disease, or predators. The world's oldest living individual tree has clocked in at more than 4,600 years old. It's called the Methuselah tree, and it exists somewhere in this forest. Government officials won't actually release its exact location to protect it from vandalism, but it's out there. The lifespan of an organism can be even longer than that if you include clonal colonies. For instance, these quaking pines all look like individual trees, but they're actually all clones of one genetic code. They all share a root system, and the root system continues to make more trees, meaning that these trees are all part of the same organism, and experts have calculated, based on the root system, that this one male quaking pine has been around for at least 80,000 years. But let's get back to humans, and rather than talking about how time is, let's talk about how time feels. Intense moments of your life are remembered as lasting much longer than times that were relatively dull. Psychologists say that the reason for this is that our brains take deeper and richer memories of events that are novel, or events that are intense, than ones that aren't. When your experiences are intense and novel, you're not remembering more things about it, but you are making more copies. Rather than just making normal memories, during stress, the amygdala gets involved and also remembers things. And many people believe that is why intense moments are remembered as lasting longer. This phenomenon becomes quite mind-blowing on a macro scale. Think of it this way. When you are a one-year-old baby, 1 year represents 100% of your life. But when you turn 2 years old, that second year was only half your life. And the next year you live through is only a third of your life. And by the time you turn 80, 1 year only represents an 80th of your life. Those percentages are important because they may explain why your childhood feels like it took so long. But as you get older, the years seem to fly by. You have more novel experiences when you're young. You first learn a language, you first see your mother, you first learn to walk, you have your first kiss. These are all deeply and richly remembered by your brain, and so later on, it feels as if they took longer to happen. Now here's what's really mind-blowing. Let's look at a graphical representation of the percentage of your life that each successive year is. The first year is 100%. The second year is only half. The third year is a third, and so on. We'll go all the way out to 80. Now, using this representation, under this model, when you turn 80 years old and look back at your life, the point that feels like the middle isn't your 40s, it's your early 20s. The good news here is that the more novel things you do and things you see and places you visit and people you meet, the slower time feels and the more rich it feels. So go out there and do something cool, do something weird, do something new. Subscribe to Vsauce if you haven't already. And as always, thanks for watching.
A 150 years. So let's say after you're 50, you're pretty old and your body is worn down. So for the next 100 years, you're deteriorating body is just going to feel worse and worse, and you will suffer till you're 150. and finally die. Is that torture? Should we end the lifespan earlier so that you, the older, do not suffer? I remember back when I was 5 years old, I saw a movie where everybody lived to be 20 years old, and once they turned 20, this little light flashed, and they were forced to put their life to an end, and everybody was young, and everybody was happy. We should think of these things. Maybe once you hit 50, maybe 60. We'll say 60 for now. 50 is just maybe too young for some people out there, but too old for me. So we'll say 60 years old, maybe 66, just so they're double sixes for the hell of it. Let's say when you hit 66, we put you in a retirement island, we take away the keys to the car, we take away your rights to vote because you're senile and have no clue as to what's going on in the world, and we put you on Cayman's Island, and you can take care of all the money you want, because that's probably what you care about anyway, because you're stingy and old, and you're trying to hold on to anything you have, because in actual fact you have nothing but death to look forward to. So let's stop the age rate at 66. I'm being very generous to the younger 50s. But I know if you're 50 or older right now, you're not listening to this show. So there is nothing to worry about that. Please, call in. You know my number. It is on the technology that the old people cannot touch. You can call me, and we can discuss together the burdens of the elder. Say, I tried to do researching about anybody else taking this course upon them, and I was very shocked to find that I am one of the first. Right now, we are paving the way for our future, and we are not gonna let old people decide it for us and ruin it. If you think about it, they only have a few more years left to live, yet they have the right to vote for such things as presidencies, governments, and issues that are pressing to young people today. I do not think that they should be able to participate, because they will not be here to see the outcome, and they are only thinking about themselves and their social securities if they even have any at that time. That's why, see, we should just put them in a retirement home island, a fantasy island for them. They'll think that they're in heaven, and they don't have to concern themselves with youth or politics. They can go out and golf, if they can even swim a club anymore. They can go swimming, they can play bingo all they want. But please, just keep them out of our system now. Keep them out of our world. We don't need them anymore.
I'm the oldest lot of mourners. Pensions are getting lower now than I've ever had in our lives, most of them. Never have, you know, never had diabetes.
There's a bunch of cool people talking.
And to do more than us.
They're just sitting on a couch.
Oh, you want to go to the bus stops, are terrible. They moan all the time.
I don't even think they can walk.
They're not paid rent.
Some of them are. Some of them are.
Well, you know, I mean, we're all right.
But yeah, that's all we know, don't we?
Because we've looked after ourselves. Banked a little. For a rainy day. Well, like your grandma said, these are few mourners.
There are lonely ones.
A lot of lonely old people. A lot of lonely.
And they're the ones that talk to you most. Yeah, you know,
see, we've got each other.
All the family.
When you're on your own, got nobody, have you? Your families don't come down every day because they've got lives of their own.
Shall we even stand in a queue and get anybody's life story?
In a minute.
That's how she gets served. Which they wouldn't tell their own family, really.
No. I know how much pension they've got coming in and what they're managing on. And play bingo 4 nights a week.
Bingo?
So, most of them. We've always been all right with the youngins, the youth of today. But we only know a few students.
What do we know about students? They're only trying to help themselves, which is fair enough.
Which is, you know, you're
very lucky
yourself
to be able to. And some of them young lasses leave school, but they have to go straight into work, don't they? They need to work. And some lucky ones are going to university.
Well, I'm not old fashioned, really. There's plenty of things to stop you from having a baby. There's the morning after pill, there's contraceptive, there's condoms. You don't have to. As long as you're careful of what you're doing. Make sure that everything's all right. Because they're doing it about 5 year old now, aren't they?
Doing what?
In the cradle. Yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know nothing till I was 21 and got married. And that was a shock.
Well, people, you're putting me to sleep. I also believe... Once you reach the age of, what did we say, 66, you should not be allowed to drive anymore. We need to put adequate public transportations in our cities until we get the old people to the retirement island. Because have you ever seen old people behind the wheel? They are the worst drivers in the whole world. They can barely see. They can barely see over the wheel. They've shrunken over time. Their reflexes have gone. They should not be allowed to drive anymore. They should have to be tested every year. Especially their eyes. There's millions and millions of old people driving causing accidents worse than drunken drivers. We will have to start mothers against old people driving, which would be mobs, mod. I don't know what it would be. I cannot spell so quickly in my head and repeat it for you. Yes, old people. Oh, here's a person wanting to talk about old people.
It's better than the alternative. And the guy said, he said, I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about that. And the person said, oh, no. It's almost like the person that was in the cell, oh, no, it's better than the alternative, you know. You can't die, you know. And he said, I don't know about that. And I knew exactly what he was saying. You know,
I do not know what you're saying, sir. I do not know what you're saying. It's better than the alternative. What is the alternative? I do not know. Another thing about the old people is that funky smell that comes out of their homes.
Well, let me tell you what's worse than dying.
Yes.
What's worse than dying is...
Yes.
Is getting old. Yeah, you heard me. Getting old. And this really came home to me. I took my mother down to visit her sister, who was in an old folks' home.
Yes.
And boy, you talking about an experience. It changed my life. Now, we got there about lunchtime. And they had all, you know, wheelchairs, all of them come in wheelchairs. And one person was, I thought they were talking to me, and it was like, he was looking at me, but speaking, but I realized, no, she's looking beyond me and mumbling and talking and just talking away, but she was like talking to an imaginary figure in her mind. Another woman was running around looking for her baby doll. They said, they took my baby away. And another one said, well, I'll help you find it. And they go off looking for the baby.
That's
crazy. I mean, it was like most of them had lost their minds.
Yeah.
And it was that like they were living in an imaginary world. And it was the most heartrending thing I had ever seen. And when I got out of there, I told my wife, I said, I have a whole new lease on life now. I said, I will never look at life again since I've been to this old folks' home. I said, I am going to take chances. I am going to take risk. I am going to ride my motorcycle in the rain, 120 miles an hour.
Yes.
And if I wrap it around a tree and die at age 50, I will be better off.
Exactly.
I will be more blessed than ending up getting old in one of those old folks' homes.
Yeah.
Okay? Now, maybe that's a peculiar way of looking at it, but there are worse things than dying. Let me tell you, there's worse things than dying, and that is getting old.
Yeah.
For the most part, what I'm trying to say is this. You are going to get old, you're going to get ugly, and your body is going to wear out. And along the way, there's probably going to be a lot of aches and pains, okay?
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Old, ugly, and your body's going to wear out.
Yeah.
It happens to us all, okay? And I was at a family reunion just recently. And there was a man there, old man there, and I knew he had lost his wife about 5 years ago. And someone asked him, how are you doing? You know, George or whatever his name was. And he said, oh, I'm getting old. And the person said, and I've heard this I don't know how many times. The person said, well, that's better than the alternative.
Yeah.
You ever heard that one? You know,
yeah.
How you doing? Well, I'm not feeling too good. You know, I'm getting old. Well, that's better than the alternative. Well, how would you know? Have you died yet? I mean, it might not be that bad. They said it's sort of like, you know, a good night's sleep. You're oblivious to the passage of time. So it may not be that bad. But how would you know it's better than the alternative? And the guy said, he said, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. And the person says, oh, no, no. It's almost like the person was in the cell, oh, no, it's better than the alternative, you know. You can't die, you know. And he said, I don't know about that. And I knew exactly what he was saying. You know, look, I love my wife, and sometimes we've been married 27 years, and mm-hmm. and it's just a wonderful relationship that we have.
Yeah.
And sometimes I pray that I will go before she goes. And then I think, well, that's not fair to her. And then I think, well, man, okay, maybe I should say, you know, that she'll, you know, she'll go first.
Yeah.
You know, and then I think, well, no, that's not fair to me. You know what? Let me tell you something. I hate getting old.
Yeah. Getting old is not fun. How many old people wish they were young again? How many old people are jealous of the youth and want to destroy it? We have to act fast. We must all get serious. Take a stand. Please talk to your Congress. Hopefully they are not old. And tell them you want to restrict old people from driving, from voting, from having any kind of input into our future. Now I know I am a loving, inclusive person. But lately, the things that I have been seeing, the things I have been hearing, are just affected my vision of old people. Unless we can change right now what we value and what is important to us, our world is set to destroy itself. You can call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Let us talk about that horrible odor that old people have. Let's say you buy a new house, or maybe you purchase some new luggage from that thrift store that happened to be from an old person, and it has that old musky moth smell. What do? Do you throw that away? No, you don't have to. What you need to do is to get you some kitty litter. You can get any brand. I prefer to use the walk-in closet cat kitty litter. to deal with all my stenchy smells from old people. So you get the suitcase or the luggage or whatever, and you have your best friend open it, because you know you don't want to smell that. And you have him open it. And if you notice that musky smell, it penetrates in the lining of the fabrics, and you can't take them out and wash them. So you take your walk-in closet cat kitty litter, and you pour it in there, and you just let it soak in there for a day, and shake it all up and around. And then when a day comes, I guarantee that old person stench will be gone. You can finally begin to use it for what you want to use it for. Whether it be your personal belongings, maybe you have some special mechanical equipment, or maybe you just want to stink it up again with some other smell. Use the kitty litter. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yasi.
Yes?
Hello, Yasi.
Hello, caller.
Hello, Yasi. How are you?
I am doing very well. I must ask you, are you over the age of 50 or 60?
Oh, yeah. I am 88 years old.
Well, I just have one thing. I do not know how you got this number to call me.
What do you mean?
I specifically gave you the old person a number to call me. And I think you dialed the wrong number, because I told you that this show is for young people today. And if you are...
Oh, well, I think being young is relative.
Yes. But if you are over the age...
I'm very young, 88, so that's why I called this number to talk to you, because I agree with you that there's too many old people. There needs to be more young, supple, sexy bodies out there.
Well, that is very... I am glad that you found your way to my number and that you are calling me here to say that. It's good to hear that from an old person. How we would like to restrict their lives.
I live in a retirement village, and all I see are these crinkly, old, wrinkly faces around me, and it's very depressing.
Yes.
I would much rather be on the beach.
Yes, wouldn't you like to be on an island?
People playing volleyball.
Yes, yes, and you can have that. We are fighting for you to be on an island, on the beach. You can play as much bingo as you want. You can watch all the young people on TV.
I don't want to see them on TV. I want to be with them. Old people are terribly, terribly depressing.
Yes. Yes.
Are there any plans to have any young people on the island?
Well, we will have to hire young people to come and visit so that you are in. Oh, excuse me, old person.
Oh, yes, we're going to have to do that.
Yes. Excuse me.
Yes.
Excuse me 1 minute.
Sure, Yossi. There's nothing like a nice, young, supple body to look at to cast my old eyes over. You think I want to see wrinkles? No way. Are you there?
It was just...
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, are you there?
Yes, I was just listening to your gradually old story. And just thinking about how we will hire young people to come visit you on the island and post on the beaches.
So old people can take care of old people.
No,
ways. We need young people to take care of old people in certain ways.
Yes, and that's one thing I do not understand is how old people can think that they can assert their ideals on how the young people should live when then themselves, they cannot rely on themselves to live.
Oh, I totally agree.
Yes.
Out to the old, but the new, that's what I say.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, I'm completely prepared for death.
Yes.
It's been at my door for many, many years now. I know I'm on the way out.
What do you
now,
say?
I just want my last remaining years on Earth to be surrounded by youth and beauty.
Yes.
Nagging, disgusting oldness.
Yes. Either that or death, right? If you can't have a young body next to you, why should you even be alive?
Have you ever seen an old, sagging tear for breasts, Yossi?
I cannot say that I have had the golden opportunity.
It's disgusting.
Yes.
You don't want it anywhere near you. You don't want to imagine that the human body is capable of such decay.
Yes, I do not want to imagine.
Want to see bodies in their prime. Nice, perky pairs of tits and firm, tight buttocks.
Now, how is, what about the plastic surgery? I know Madonna is pretty old. I have not seen her naked lately. And I wonder if all that plastic surgery has helped her.
Oh, plastic surgery is just a mask. Believe you me, I see a lot of those sad cases in and out of this joint.
Yes.
And it's awful to look at. Youth is only young, and it's fleeting, and it's for a very short time.
Yes,
and it's real.
I realize, too.
You need to hang on to it.
Yes.
And when you don't have it, that's all you want.
Yes.
Believe you me, I wouldn't mind waking up every day being sandwiched in between two young, beautiful bodies with a third on top of me, like a third bun in a sandwich.
And I bet you have lots of money to pay for them, to help our young people get jobs.
Oh, hell yes.
Yes. You see, that's...
I'm rich. I still
that's the thing. A lot of old people... Old people have a lot of money as well, and they're just sitting on it. Why are they so stingy?
I wouldn't mind taking that money to turn it into something different to sit on.
Yes. Get yourself a manwich. Go ahead. You can pay for it.
I am very pro your idea, Yazi.
Thank you. I hope you have had your driver's license taken away from you already. Because you shouldn't be driving anymore.
Oh, no, I have not.
Good. And I hope you do not vote because, you know, you should not tell the young, youthful people how they should live their lives.
I haven't voted since the Eisenhower administration.
That's good. You are what I call a golden model for the golden aged people over 50 and 66.
Oh, yes. And I don't go driving much, I have to tell you. And I only drive around my neighborhood. And believe you me, I know that old people are stereotyped as being slow drivers or bad drivers. I go fast on purpose.
Yes. Maybe,
so then those stereotypes about driving don't have anything to do with me.
Yes, maybe you just shouldn't drive anymore and hire a young person to be your taxi.
I would have to ride in the passenger seat. That way I could massage his legs while he drives.
Yes.
All three of them.
Or better yet, why don't you just ride on their backs? They'll give you piggyback rides around. It sounds like you do not go far in you're around your neighborhood, so you can just get piggyback rides.
Well, it could be.
I mean, you live in a retirement home, right? So you are fed every day. You have everything.
Oh, yes.
Yes, you have everything you need. There's no reason for you to be driving
here. I do accept young flesh.
Yes. Which you can call Young Escort Service to come and give you piggyback rides around the retirement home. And maybe you can pay for them to lounge by your swimming pool. Because I know you probably have a swimming pool as well, right?
Oh yes, we've had a swimming pool here since 1994.
That's amazing. I hope the water is still good.
Oh, yes.
Yes, and, ma'am, what is your name? Because, I mean, I would like to contact you more to start this old person campaign. Because I did a lot of research online and I realized that nobody else is advocating this type of treatment for the old.
Certainly, my name is Angelina Jolines.
Yeah. Angelina Jolines?
Angelina Jolines. J-O-O-L-E-E-D-E-C-C-Z.
Wait, how do you spell that again? J-O-O-L-E-E-B...
Yes.
Z. Or Z.
Yes. J O O L E E B C V C.
V C C V.
Yes. J O O L E E B C V C.
V C Z C.
Yes, J O O L E
E
B Z C Z.
Yes. Angelina.
And Angelina is A. N G E L E E A-N-A-H.
Oh, Angelina.
Yes, that's exactly what I want. Some young strapping stallions to be shouting.
Yeah.
In Midwest.
Yes, and maybe you can send us your hot Facebook photo. Are you not on the computer, are you?
Oh, I'm not on the Facebook or the Tumblrs or the Twitters.
Oh, can you hold on a second, Angelina?
What's the other one?
Angelina, I got another call.
Or the Grinders. No, I'm not on any.
Hello? Hello?
Hello? Hello? Who am I calling? Who am I calling?
Are you...
Yeah, I see your voice changed.
No, Angelina.
Who am I calling?
Hello? I think you have the wrong number. Are you over 50 years old?
I am quite a young at heart, as they say. But I hate them gays. I don't want them to marry. I mean, men and women, right? I mean, that's what it's all about. And plus, who are all those Mexicans that are coming over?
Yes, that is exactly...
I can't ever understand a word that old codger is saying.
Yes, Angelina, you do not want to listen to what he's saying because he is very old and is the reason that the world is wrong.
Where's my buttermilk? We can't even get buttermilk these days.
Yes, sir. That's only for old people.
I think you're offensive. I don't think you're old at all. I think you're a young person making fun of old people.
Yes. That could be true.
I see through your ruse.
Who is this?
Just go. Yeah, I'm gonna go grab myself a milkshake to help with my digestive. I haven't pooped in over 20 days, and I feel like I have
That's just wrong.
I suggest you do a serious reevaluation of your life, sir.
Yes, and please, sir, do not vote for president because
I'm just worried about the state of the future, even though I've only got 5 years left in
exactly,
my lifespan.
Exactly. Please don't worry. Just worry about your deathbed. Just worry about getting
you
your buttermilks. Just don't worry about the future.
75? What's it to you, you son of a bitch? You're 25?
What?
What do you have? Are you hard of hearing?
Why
did you come over and give me what for?
I don't know even know.
I'll give you what for if your vaginal lips haven't receded into your belly.
That's very
offensive. Not at all. I'm very thin.
Yes.
And
like a curtain.
Very much in place.
Like a curtain.
Yeah, and I'm going to have the lights out in my room and the door unlocked. You should stop watching your musicals.
Yes.
Start watching some Fox TV like the rest of us.
Yes, don't watch the Fox TV either.
I think you should come and visit me. My door will be unlocked. It's room 712. And the lights will be out.
And should be totally naked?
Yes.
And the beds will be prepared for an extreme makeover.
Oh dear, it's time for my pills now.
Yes. Thank you for calling me, Angelina.
I better go too. I think I finally found a way out of this utility closet.
Okay.
Oh, you're just awful. Come over and let me punish you.
Yes.
Goodbye now.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Hello?
You will be over later.
I hope so.
Finally get that pearl necklace I've always wanted.
Yes. Maybe he can help you change the light bulb as well and move some heavy objects for you. I know how you can move the furniture around.
If I have a young man inside my room, there'll be none of that.
No.
He could screw some other kind of light bulbs.
Yes.
And move some things other than furniture.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, I have to go get my pills now. Otherwise, they flush them down the toilet, which goes directly into the river.
Oh, which goes directly into our drinking waters.
Oh, there you go.
Yes, just drink a glass of water, and you'll be plenty much hydrated with other stuff too, like lithium and all those other Percocets.
Okay, so this has been very, very educational.
And yes, and I...
Any angry young men out there want to come over and tell me how much our generation has screwed them over, I'm more than happy to let you screw me over.
Yes, yes, I would take up you on that offer, but I am stuck here. Maybe you can visit me someday.
It's Angelina Jolie's.
Yes. I will look for you. I will look for you.
Thank you.
In the obituaries. Well, folks, you have heard it here. How hateful the old is, but yet there are some that are very understanding. What is taking place in our lives? This constant change and response. I say the challenge is always new, but the response is always old. I met you yesterday, and you come to me today. You are different, you are modified, you have changed, you are new. But I have a picture of you as you were yesterday. Therefore, I absorb the new into the old. I do not meet you anew, but I have yesterday's picture of you. So my response to the challenge is always conditioned. Here for the moment, forget everything. Here you are just listening, absorbed, and trying to find out. And when you resume your daily life, you become your old self, and you are back in your old job and your system. And your families. In other words, the new is always being absorbed by the old. Into the old habits, into the old customs, ideas, traditions, and memories. There is never the new, for you are always meeting the new with the old. The problem is how to free thought from the old, as so to be the new all the time. When you see a flower, when you see a face, a sky, or the tree, how are you to meet it anew? And what it is that we do to meet it anew? Wake up.